You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Do we got the stream going? If we do, welcome inside Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. Fantasy Sports Today, Overtime, FSTOT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bone just whispered something in my ear and kind of threw me off a little bit. Corey Parson, Fantasy Executive, the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Coming up on the program today, I want to discuss a couple things in the NFL. This Aldon Smith story with his domestic violence and everything going on with him. Also, I seen some pictures of Johnny Manziel, and I want to discuss that and talk about that. We'll get into Rotation Nation. Today's, we will discuss the Oakland Athletics. Obviously, me being in the fraternity that is Tout Wars, I have the Tout Wars Mixed League Draft tonight. I have the 15th pick. It's two players that I'm looking to secure on the turn. If they're there, I'm taking them. I know that much. Let you know who those two players are and break down the strategies. As always, the telephone line's open, 844-843-6879. Last evening, I was here. I did Craig Carton live on Twitch with him. Had a good time doing that. And then I went home and I talked to my pops. And then I went to sleep. Well, no, I didn't. I didn't go to sleep, but I'm not going to tell you what I did. It's my business. You feel what I'm saying? All in, kid, Jake Seeley, can you share what you did yesterday, last night, yesterday evening, and how your day played off after we left each other?
Just work as always. Nothing
grinding.
Exciting to talk about. Yeah.
Matt Medica, anything on your end? What you have for dinner? You know what I mean? What was going on? What was the deal? How's everything?
Nothing extremely exciting. Chilled with the wife last night.
Nice.
Does your wife like baseball? No, she's not really. Into baseball. She did like when we went to Chris Bryant's first game.
Yeah.
At Wrigley. It was a Friday afternoon game.
And yeah.
She's like, oh, he's handsome.
Yeah.
Those blue eyes caught her attention.
Like Jake's. You know what I mean? So there you go right there. Isn't that nice? One thing about baseball, the ballpark experience is... going to the game is better than watching it on TV, if you ask
Especially
me.
Especially at Wrigley, where they have the frozen margaritas.
Oh, they got frozen margaritas at Wrigley?
My wife don't really need to drink much.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, that's all right. She don't need many of them, huh, Matt? Yeah, like, all right, come on, let's go. That's enough right there. So we got all of that good stuff coming up on the program today. You know, nothing really too controversial or interesting to discuss. Kind of a slow time, but this is when the bread is buttered right here, so we got to get that done. So I'm happy to be here.
When you brought up the Johnny Manziel pitches, I'm still waiting for his video, like the Miami Dolphins offensive line coach.
That could happen. So Manziel is I can't think of the girl's name. I have to look it up. But he's the girl that Manziel is dating, right now, currently, is a real good-looking girl. You feel what I'm saying? It's a real nice-looking woman. So, and I'm trying to figure out, how does this happen? And Johnny Manziel's dating this real good-looking woman. It's amazing. Well, I know how it happened. I'm not that naive. But still, I want to break it down and discuss that. When we come back, talk Aldon Smith. I think the NFL is making a mistake with some of the things they're doing. I'll break that down. Rotation Nation. I don't even know who the A's number one starter is. You feel what I'm saying? So we need to discuss that.
It's
FST, OT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A little gangster party in the background.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Yeah, FSTOT, Swizz Beatz playing in the background. Swizz Beatz married to Alicia Keys. He did a good job. He came up. So Johnny Manziel, I got to find this young lady's name. Before I find this young lady's name, let me tell you a little something about the good folks at over at DKMS. LeBron James is a four-time NBA MVP. Mike Trout is a two-time American League MVP. While you'll never be either, you can still be an MVP of your own because you can save someone's life by going to DKMS.org/FNTSY today. You can learn what to do to help. 6 out of every 10 patients will not receive a bone marrow transplant. We want that number to change, and it all starts with you. At DKMS.org/FNTSY, you can register to become a bone marrow donor, and it only takes 1 minute. You can sign up online, and DKMS will send you a swab kit. You swab your cheeks and send it back to DKMS. That's it. It's that easy. Please check out DKMS.org/FNTSY and join more than 950,000 others that have signed up to become bone marrow donors. Do the right thing. Fantasy for a cause right here, FNTSY and DKMS. And a little bit later on, I'll tell you about a special program that DKMS is doing for March Madness. So we can get it straight and you can get your stuff together for the upcoming NCAA tournament. It's going to be good times. And hopefully you can win a couple dollars if you want to go that route. Me, myself, personally, before I get into Manziel, I am a sheet of integrity guy. You feel what I'm saying?
I like that.
Sheet of integrity guy. I'm a one-sheet guy. If you're not a one-sheet guy, I get it. I'm cool with that. But me, myself,
you're just not a one-man woman.
No. We're working on that, Matt. Now, me, myself, personally, one sheet. Sheet of integrity. The Tar Heels will probably more than likely be someplace in the Elite Eight on that sheet of integrity. The rest of it, I'll figure it out as we get ready to push closer. So now let me go right here, TMZ. Because, see, when you got to do Johnny Manziel stories, you don't go to Sports Illustrated. You don't go to ESPN. You go to TMZ because he's a celebrity athlete. So let me click on. Now, TMZ has their own special sports page, which you find out some interesting things on these athletes, right? Like, okay, so here you go. Johnny Manziel, this is the on TMZ Sports right now. It's a picture of Giancarlo Stanton from the New York Yankees, and he doesn't have a shirt on. So I'm going to skip past that one because that's gonna affect my confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because this is, matter of fact, let's get off of this.
Coming in tomorrow, Grease?
Let's get off this as soon as possible because my confidence is going down. Now, I click on this picture of Johnny Manziel. My confidence soars once again because this guy right here looks like a junkie. So this woman that he's on the beach with is Bree Teese. I think it's how you pronounce the young lady's name. Smoke Show. She's a hot number. And you can go check her out right now. Look at this, Matt Madika. Look at
That's a nice shot.
That is a nice shot. The guy standing next to her, this right here, this junkie right here, is Johnny Manziel. Jake, Johnny Manziel has been through a lot in the NFL. I've never been a big Johnny Manziel guy. Always came across to me as entitled and privileged and stuff like that. And I really don't rock with those dudes like that. So, not really a good quarterback. Never was going to be for the most part. Johnny Manziel, though, has an alcohol problem. And one of the things that people do when somebody has an alcohol problem, especially a professional athlete, is the first thing they do, much like in the case of Alden Smith, who's in trouble now, domestic violence, is they send them away from the team. Sending an alcoholic away from his friends and family and support staff is not really the best idea, Jake. And I think it's something that professional sports teams have to look in when they start to suspend and reprimand players for alcohol problems. Sending an alcoholic alone by themselves away from their support staff is not a good idea, Jake, and I think it needs to change.
I don't know that you're 100% right on this, honestly, because you're saying support staff, but you got to say where the support staff is. That's not necessarily with the team. The team, the players that are there on the team could go out drinking. They might not be the best influences. So the support staff is the key there, is what you're saying is right. He needs the support staff, but a lot of times that's not with the team. One of the things they teach you to do if you're going through a program like this and you're trying to avoid alcohol is to stop. You cut off all your friends and you cut off everybody in all the places that you used to go. So guess what? Cut off the team. A lot of his teammates probably go out drinking. A lot of teams probably hang out. And I'm not saying like they're going out and get drunk. It's just the whole process is you're supposed to cut off every connection that you have. So sending players away from the team is not the wrong move. It's the fact that they're sending away from the team in the hopes that he gets the right support staff. So you're right in the support staff, but I don't think they're wrong to send him away from the team.
I think this is one of those dangerous combinations, like a crazy cocktail, like a champagne and cocaine combination here with these two. Because I'm looking at her photos, and I know Johnny Manziel, and it doesn't look like this is going to end well.
No, it's not. Because Johnny Manziel looks like a junkie. She's a smoke show. Look at this. Look at her. If you see her in this bikini, she has a nice...
I haven't seen a picture where she's not like in a bikini.
A bikini is her attire. She has a nice ass, too. Full disclosure, I'm 100%. I normally don't go for this, but I'm looking at her.
I'm
like,
not judging, by the way.
No, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, wow, this is interesting. Matt Modica, I get what Jake's saying. The team can go out, the team playing, have one too many, stuff like that. But still, sending an alcoholic away to slumber alone, to me, that's dangerous because, you know, we all know people that have dealt with alcoholism.
That's what I said, Corey, that's not what they're doing. They're not sending him alone. Like, if he chooses to be alone, that's his choice.
Okay. But so, why not have him? Why not? See, I don't think these athletes.
I think he's got to want
to
do it.
Because it's not the. It's exactly. First of all, you have to want to do it. You can't force anybody to go in AA. You can't force anybody to go into rehab. You can't force anybody to do all these type of things. There's a whole thing, like, unless you're, I guess, by the government found out to be mentally unstable, you can't be forced to be checked into an asylum. And there's all these things. You can't be forced to do something. So if you want to get help, you want to get help. You need to get away from the team because, I said, it's the culture. I guarantee you there's plenty of the people in the locker room who go out and drink but can handle their drink. But that's something that they do regularly. You need to cut the ties. They're not forcing them away, and they're not saying, see you later, we're kicking you to the curb. They're forcing them away from the connections of where he's just going to get into more trouble more easily.
Yeah, he's kind of trying to do the thing where he's trying to say, yeah, I'm going to rehab just so he can – get people teams interested in it again.
You talking about Smith or Manziel?
I'm talking about Manziel for a second.
But Manziel like Billy Bob Thornton, though. I don't want him to be he's not a quarterback. He's not an NFL, he's not a professional athlete. This guy's a junkie.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing that, but I'm just saying, like, when people, like, say they're going into rehab or they're going for this, that was like Harvey Weinstein, but he went to that rehab for 1 week, paid that doctor a lot of money to come out and say he was cured.
Like, and then he came back and he whipped it out again and was like, I'll put you in all three Lord of the Rings. Oh, sorry, I kid. So Alden Smith, he gets into an Oakland Raider linebacker. He gets into a thing over the weekend, gets a domestic violence, him and his fiance. His fiance family, more or less, took Alden to the rehab center. Obviously, the Oakland Raiders have cut ties with him. His days in the NFL are more than likely numbered. But Smith has an alcohol problem. And that's what leads to a lot of these issues that he has on and off the field, is the fact that he cannot control his drinking. And I don't know, I just think it's a bad look. I get what you're saying. Rehab is more than likely the way to go. But still, then, you know, no contact with the rest of the organization is, I think, something that causes a problem for these athletes when they get in these situations. 844-843-6879. The Johnny Manziel thing is interesting, though, because, like, how do you go from a dude that gets drafted in the first round? How long ago was that? 4 years ago? You see a picture of this? I would show y'all my computer, but y'all might see something on here you're not supposed to. But this dude, man, look at this. He looks bad.
Wow, he's not somebody that has to worry about it. He comes from a very wealthy family, from what I know of. And you look.
He should go to the gym with her.
He's never been committed to football. Yeah. You know, he was just in college. He could do it and party and play and get away with it and all that. But he's never had the commitment for it. And if he really wanted to do it, he would have went to the CFL. He would have fully committed himself, played for whatever team. You know,
he wanted to get back
to the Doug Flutie way back.
He wanted to get back in the NFL, Jake, so he can get some money, so he can continue to run around with this girl. And impress her.
I don't think he cares that much, honestly.
You don't think he really...
Yeah, I think the NFL for him, he just wants more of the spotlight. He wants that. That's what he really wants the NFL for. I mean, the money's good, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no. Yeah, for real.
You said it was good news.
Johnny Kardashian.
No, he's right. Jake's right on that.
But the Kardashians take better care of their people than this. Usually the Kardashians... Look at Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom was, one weekend, he was like half dead. And 2 months later, he looked like he can play ball again. I'm like, the Kardashians really... A family unit.
And now Tristan Thompson's having a baby girl.
And now Tristan Thompson and Khloe are getting ready for the birth of their child. who's likely grandfathered by O.J. Simpson in some kind of weird world. This is wild that this is happening out here. So I'm interested to know your opinions on that.
What about, you had to be excited yesterday with the Cowboys and DeMarcus Lawrence.
DeMarcus Lawrence gets the tag.
Signed it, and they can work on a big deal.
They're going to work on a big deal. He was one of the top sack leaders, top sack guy, sack artist in the NFL this year. Also, over the weekend, Michael Irvin was on Dallas radio going off on people that think Dez Bryant is washed. So Michael Irvin got a lot to say. And Michael Irvin more or less said they hope the Cowboys do not make a mistake and let this guy go because Terrence Williams and Bryce Butler can't cut it. And Michael Irvin is right on that.
DMX greedy.
Huh?
I said DMX greedy.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel greedy.
We need to get Irvin on the show.
We come back on the other side. The two players that are if they're there in the first round, I'm drafting them in Lightning Top Wars. Let you know who they are when we come back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
All right, here we go. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Catch the DKMS 2018 March Madness Special on Monday, March 12th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with host Craig Carton. Get the edge on filling out your bracket with analysts from Greg Sussman, Mike Blewett, and special guest Yahoo's Brad Evans, who followed me on Twitter this morning. It's about time, Brad. And if you're looking to make some money, Gabe Morrissey and Blackjack Fletcher will line your pockets. The broadcast will simulcast on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube live page. It's the DKMS 2018 March Madness Special on Monday, March 12th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time right here, Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34. You're going to love it, and you're going to win a sugar honey iced tea load of money. Two players that I am going to put on my team tonight. If you disagree, you can tweet me at the Fantasy Executive. You got a strategy you think is going to work better? I'm easy to be found. You can also call this telephone number, 844-843-6879. Say, Fantasy Executive, I disagree with you. You should go this way. Now, I have the 15th and 16th picks. That means I'm on the wheel. I'm on the 1-2. I'm on the turn. I wanted it this way so I could double up on players and then get back to watching the game and then hop back on the clock when it's my turn to pick again because, you know, you're in the middle. You got to focus on the draft board. I can't focus on the draft board for 4 hours until, like, May, and then the players are people I generally know. It's two players that if they're there, they're going to be on my team. I want them to get them both. Is my strategy, is my plan. Those players are named Chris Sale and Corey Kluber. Chris Sale and Corey Kluber. If those players are on the board tonight, I don't care who else is there. Unless Bryce Harper's there, because you know I love Bryce Harper. But if he's not going to be at 15, though. If not, then these are not really touts. This is not my fraternity. But 15, 16, 1-2 turn, I'm going Chris Sale and Corey Kluber. All in kid Jake Seeley, I start with you. Sale and Kluber to start off my 2018 Tout Wars run for glory.
Enjoy fifth place again.
Fourth, Jake. What's wrong with starting pitcher?
The fact is you just have to start five outfielders and you're going to kill your hitting. Look, I have no problem if you want to take Sale there. I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't even take Sale there, but I'm not going to argue much against it. It's hard to ignore somebody who strikes out 300 people, but there's no way on earth I'm starting pitcher. There's no way. It's just the fact that, like I told you, I'll give you my history and labor. I'll let everybody know exactly what it is. Fourth place, fifth place, fourth place, first place in my 4 years of playing there. What have I always done? I've attacked hitting. How did I win last year? I finished 15, 15, 14, 13, and 15 in the hitting categories. And that's just the way that I've always attacked. Now, impressive. I know there's multiple ways to attack it, and there's multiple ways to do it. And I would do things a lot differently, as Matt said before, if I was in an NFBC where you can't make moves throughout the season or you can't make trades. If you can't make pickups, you can't make trades. Pitching carries a whole different importance at that situation. But in a league like this, where you get waivers throughout the year and you can make trades throughout the year, there's no way I'm going pitching to start a draft, especially when you're on the turn and you're not going to be picking again until the end of the third round.
Jake just threw water on my sailing Kluber.
I mean, look, I don't hate it. I'm not recommending that you have to do that. But you'd have to, if you say you were going to go sailing Kluber and they're there for you, you have to have your game plan mapped out. Like, what hitters you think, you know, you have to have a handful of guys or so, like a six-pack of guys you think are going to be there that you can legitimately get. So you may have to, you're going to be pulling guys up, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to wait. So you have to form a plan. Are these guys going to get me enough stats, enough counting stats, to fill in the hitting? It can be done. I'm not saying that it can't.
But if I wait to the 3-4 turn to grab my first pitcher, who's going to be there? Who's going
to
be my SP1?
I said you had to. I said if you want to take Sale as one of them, I'd go hitter. But if you want to take Sale as one of them, I don't have a problem with that. If Sale's gone and you want to take Kluber, I don't have that big of a problem with it. My point is there's no way I'm going to hit pitcher. To Matt's point, too, is not only do you have to have a plan, but you're going to be pulling people up. I guarantee if you start pitcher, you're going to lose a category in hitting. You're going to finish in the bottom four or five in at least one of the categories in hitting, whether it's average that you had to sacrifice, stolen bases that you had to sacrifice, or power. You're going to end up sacrificing the category.
I mean, I've gone hitter, and a lot. I've drafted towards the back end a lot this year. I don't mind the 3-4 pitchers, or if I had to pull a pitcher up a little, I don't mind. Say everybody's gone, I don't mind the Nolas, the Carlos Martinez's, or
what about Nola on that 3-4 turn? That's not too high?
First off, I mean, for me, it's not. Maybe most people, it is. For me, it's not.
See, I don't want to embarrass myself, man. I don't want people to be like, you know, the people on Twitter are going to come for me. They are.
Let them come for you. Yeah. I mean, you could draft what everybody says. You want to be that guy? You know, there's going to be guys in this. What I love hearing from industry people is never reach, never do this and all that. Meanwhile, they reach for their guys in these drafts all the time because they want to make a name or plant a flag. So just get the guy. Look at it more about numbers. Like, you take Chris Archer at the 3-4 turn, that's 230 strikeouts that you're putting in. You're hoping this is the year he's pitching to his peripherals and he at least gets like a 3-6. At some point, he's getting traded. Just, you know, where is he getting traded to?
Sorry.
So I think there's going to be a pitcher there for you. I mean, maybe – I don't think, especially in the industry, that everybody's going to be gunning for starting pitching. I think you get at least one really quality, top 12 guy at that spot. So maybe you go Sale and say Carlos Correa was your guy.
Okay.
Chris Bryant's your guy, or Lindor, or whoever.
I like Lindor. I think that Lindor will be there, but I like these pitchers, too. I want to know everybody's opinion on this. 8-4, don't leave me hanging.
You want everybody to talk about you for an entire week straight? go Sale Sanchez.
Oh, God. I'm not going to do that.
You would dominate the airwaves.
This is true. Scout Fantasy Sports Show with Dr. Voto and Adam Ronan is coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern Time right here on this network. That's what I should do. I should go get Adam Ronis' cheat sheet. Son of a gun. Adam Ronis is pretty good at this thing.
I'm
knocking
the front door, and you go into the
window. I'm going to grab his cheat sheet, and I'm like, got it, ponytail. Ronis talk like he got all these women all the time, too. Yeah, right.
Well, isn't Ronis in love?
He's already got – well, I don't want to put his business on the radio. I heard he
– Corey, push down Adam Eaton. He's not playing anytime soon, just announced.
All right, there you go right there. Thank you for that update.
Yeah, I don't know why people were so, like, thinking he was going to be – the guy had a devastating injury. I mean, he was a good player when healthy, but that was
– Oh, man, you just referred to him in the past tense. You said he was a good player. Right, was now, the injury that
I'm
bad?
I'm sorry. he's not a baseball player right now.
Okay, there you go.
It's hard. I mean, that really helps Michael, I almost called him Michael A. Thomas. He's always pissed me off. Michael A. Thomas.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael Thomas. And, you know, look, Robles is not starting the season. But at some point, if Taylor isn't hitting, that's going to open the doorway for him.
All right. So, there we go.
He can run.
See, I was going to go to two pitchers and then come back, get the two bats, and then on the 5-6 turn, grab the first closer.
Who do you think? Who would you think the two bats you're going to get at the 3-4? That's my question.
You like Jose Abreu, right?
I do like Jose Abreu. I think the tout's kind of like Jose Abreu. Well, Labor's. Like,
tout. I'm a tout. I'm a tout, Matthew.
Yeah,
I am a tout.
I think he's a guy that's not going to make it to you at the 3-4 turn.
Okay, because the touts like him too. They're part of the fraternity that I am a part of. So I don't know if you heard me mention this earlier. Brad Evans followed me on Twitter. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Jake, does Brad Evans follow you on Twitter?
Yeah.
He doesn't follow me.
Does he
called the noise or something?
Yeah, Yahoo Noise. He doesn't follow. He said Jake said he's following him for a while. Jake is bragging.
he's ringing in your parade.
He's twice this segment.
He's pooing you.
Jake is throwing cold water on me twice this segment.
Talk to me when Fabiano and Barry follow you.
Oh, look at that. All in kid dropping names.
Shout out to Derek Pearson. He gets, I don't even watch it, but I always hear about it. He gets all these name drops and he's on NFL Network and stuff with Fabiano.
Yeah, Fabiano was supposed to be his man. I don't know, Scott. I don't know. Michael Fabiano don't follow me on Twitter. So I don't guess they just want. Oh, I almost knocked my phone off the table. I guess they're going to be the last people to the party, man. You know what I'm saying? Get in while the getting's good, guys. You know what I mean? So there you go right there. Oh, boy. Rotation Nation.
Did you ever look at the link I sent you, Sterling Shepard's wife?
Oh, you sent it in the G-chat? I'm not on the...
Yeah, I said you probably become a fan of Sterling Shepard now.
Let me see. Take a look at Sterling Shepard, old lady. Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Shepard. Married.
Sterling Shepard.
Excuse me, Mr. Right, let's go. Let's see. I didn't see the... Oh, this is the link right here from... Okay, Sterling Shepard. Let's go. Let's see what Sterling Shepard, old lady, looked like. What's her name? Chanel Iman, married New York Giants wide receiver. She's nice, too. Yeah, look at this. Look at that, Matt. Mm-hmm.
SI model.
SI, yeah. Look at that. She's good.
I figure we got a minute to kill before we come back and do the A's rotation.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate that.
He's doing it right, though. He's doing it right. You know, if you're going to be an athlete and you're going to be in the New York or the tri-state area playing.
Yeah. He did good for us. He looked like he's 12 years old, you know what I'm saying? He looked like he's 12. She tweeted on her Instagram, dreams do come true. Yeah, right. What a dream. Just keep the dream for Sterling Shepard or the dream for a multi-million dollar football player?
Just keep Julian Edelman away.
Yeah. You better watch out, Mr. Shepard, because he took Matt Harvey, old lady. Matt Harvey couldn't pitch for all year last year. Matt Harvey lost his rib and his old lady. That's wild.
Julian Edelman must be like the three-legged man or something.
Shout out to Julian. I know a homegirl got a story about Julian Edelman. It's crazy. Even the people I know is on Julian Edelman. They're DKMS. Oh, we'll come back. I guess, I don't have enough time to do it right now. But what I will tell you, Uptown, baby. I got to get this one done. And then we got to talk about the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package, which I will be deep into tonight. And we have to talk about the Oakland Athletics. They played at the Oakland Coliseum, the dump of all dumps. But is there pitching staff, anything that you can have for your fantasy team? To break it down, we come back right here, FSTOT.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome to the next generation of fantasy football, the fan-controlled football league, where fans manage real teams and are rewarded for their success through the league's proprietary fan token. In the FCFL, fans scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, call players, and even help the team design their logo. The FCFL will feature 8 professional teams playing 7-on-7, fast-paced indoor football. To learn more about the fan token and the FCFL, visit fcfl.io. Power to the fans. Solidarity. That's what we need. All right, so let's get into it. The roster resource rotation Roster Resource brought to you by DKMS. I mean, not Roster Resource, Rotation Nation brought to you by DKMS. The page on Roster Resource with the Oakland A's is their uniform colors. It looks very good. It reminds me how much I like the Oakland A's uniform. Now, have you ever been to Oakland, Alameda County, the stadium out there?
That I have not.
Heard it's a dump.
Yeah, me too. That's not one of the ones I'm looking. I'd love to go to AT&T Park.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was there when there was no baseball being played.
Here's the thing. This is the thing. When my brother-in-law, Noah, he's from Oakland. They make a trip home once a year to the Bay Area. He goes see his grandmother and stuff like that and his pops and his family out there in Oakland. Then he come back to New York. So when Noah goes and the family, they go to Oakland, right? My sister refuses. She wants to go to the baseball games, but she's like, I'm not going. Noah's an A's fan. She's like, I'm not going to that one. I'm going to San
Francisco. She's a Tar Heel, right?
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to the A's stadium. You take us to a game, we're going to see the San Francisco Giants because the A's stadium is trash. So when Noah goes to Oakland by himself, then he goes and enjoys his Oakland A's at the Coliseum. When he go with the family, apparently the A's stadium is not a family environment. It's urination smell. It's not as nice as where the San Francisco Giants play. Jake, have you ever been to the Oakland A's ballpark?
Nope.
San Francisco Giants ballpark?
No. Stop you right there. No. Nothing in California, ever.
Okay, California's out of the question. I've been one time, and I went to the Bay Area for the FSTA joint. It was wild. But one thing I will say about Oakland, when I was in the Bay Area, Matt, I did not see not one single police officer. I was like, wow. It's interesting. And the whole city smelled like pot. It must be legal out there. Like,
yeah, it's pretty much you can do whatever you want.
Like, the fact that it had no cops baffled me. And I was like, interesting. Okay, Rotation Nation. Jake, the first guy that I see is Kendall Graveman. What the hell is going on? The ace of the Oakland A's staff is Kendall Graveman?
No.
Okay. Sean Manaea is the ace of their staff?
Probably.
Yeah, the entire
staff sucks. Look, you're not going to get a pitcher under a 4 ERA. You're not going to get a pitcher under a 1-3 whip, and you're not going to get a pitcher striking out 1/9. This entire rotation sucks.
Well, look, Manaea, I could have some hope for.
Okay, man, talk up Sean Manaea, man.
Look, he was a guy I really liked going into last year. It started off good. He got injured and went kind of south. But they were saying something about him not being on his meds. So, you know, I'll keep that. I'll give him that for now. The other, thing is Daniel Megden is a dollar kind of guy that, you know, were very late reserve round guy that maybe, you know, helps you out some.
Well, wait a minute. Now, this name right here, I picked this dude up last year, Jake, Andrew Triggs. And I started him a couple times last year. I don't remember how he did, but he was in fantasy
not
lineups.
Well.
He's got
a 4+ ERA. The biggest problem with all these pitchers is that they don't strike anybody out. Megden's a 7, maybe 8 K/9. Same thing with Manaea is like an 8/9. That's the problem. Manaea is like I said, when you said Graveman, I said no. Manaea is the number one for this team. He has the most potential, but I still don't. I have him at 63 for pitchers, and all the other four of them are outside that 100. I have Jarrell Cotton at 101, Triggs at 127, Graveman at 137, and Megden at 157.
That's right.
Megden's got to get innings, too.
Their best pitcher is going to start the season in the minors, and A.J. Puck.
What's his name?
A.J. Puck.
So tell me about A.J. Puck. Should I draft him tonight?
No, you're not going to draft him tonight. But
keep an eye on him for the waiver wire?
Yeah, he's a guy that, you know.
What, does he have electric stuff?
Yeah, he's a big strikeout guy.
Oogie, oogie,
oogie. Jake's bringing it today. Only kid is feeling good. Bringing it today. I'm impressed. Maybe Rotation Nation Oakland A's was a bad idea.
Well, you got to talk about
it. We have to talk about everybody.
Yeah, you got to, you know.
I agree.
Like I said, look, some of these your pitchers are going to get injured, and you're going to be picking up guys.
Like, you can stream one of these. Can you stream one of these dudes if they got a 2-start week?
Yeah, at some point, you're probably going to do that.
Home, too, right? In that big, spacious ballpark.
Look, guys are going to get injured, number one. Mm-hmm. You know, there's never enough pitching and stuff. And, you know, some of these guys are just going to have, you know, whether it's luck-based and stuff, they're going to have good runs.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's going to be certain matchups and the two-start week that you need, you know, you're looking at it and say, hey, this works out well. They got the Royals and whoever.
I'm yeah.
trying to think of some really bad teams. So, yeah.
The Mets.
yeah, the Mets are coming to town.
Yeah. Start them. Load them up.
They were like, we want to go to San Francisco.
Oh, man, Jakey. So they close as Blake Trinan. What's his name? Trinan or Tryon?
Trinan.
Blake Trinan's their closer. Anything to see here?
Yeah. He's actually a decent closer, and somebody that should have the job for the entire year. It was talked about before when we were on FST. It's the fact that if you're going deeper, I want somebody who should have the job for the entire year, and Trinan should have the job for the entire year, unless the A's go into full sell mode and get rid of him. But they just got him recently from the Nationals anyway.
Yeah, no, like if you're waiting on closers and stuff, he's one of the guys.
Yeah.
Or say you got a Jansen and you pair him with him. Or if you just want to wait and, you know, you get Trinan, you get a Vizcaino or a Nieres, you get those are your two closers.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I got to download the app.
Like I said, in a trade league, I don't like to go early on closers. I think I can get them other ways.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake's philosophy about the 3-4, I remember in Yahoo, I did that like years ago. Mm. I know it was Jansen and Chapman, or it was some kind of combination like that. And it did work out very well for me. I did win the league. But taking both closers there is tough. That's right. Like 3-4.
It's interesting. It might start a run.
It'll definitely probably start a run.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot of different ways you can do a draft.
Because those guys are, in say like the drafts I do, they are like the middle to end of the third or early fourth, and then the other ones are usually like a round or two later.
Okay.
And I know like, I think it was DVR did it in one of these industry drafts where he took Jansen's in the third.
Yeah.
And nobody took another closer until like the sixth round or something. Might have been.
I got to figure out. Cause I got to get these categories. I don't want to embarrass myself because the people over at SiriusXM Fantasy, they're going to shoot me a message today and they're going to invite me to come on the radio. And I'm going to tell them no because my content is exclusive. You see what I'm saying? I call the shots, not them. My content is exclusive. You want to listen to the Fantasy Executive talk about his team? You got to listen to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You feel what I'm saying? And it's free. Duh. Oh, boy.
Did you just break out a duh?
I did, Jake. Who's Paul Blackburn?
I don't think anybody want to be
silent crickets. I guess not.
The players are on this team, Marcus Semien, a lot of people like. I mean,
Ronis said I had a Marcus Semien jersey missing the eye. That's just the kind of juvenile stuff that Ronis says.
That is actually pretty funny. But, I mean, Simeon's one of the guys.
Oh, your man Matt Olson.
Matt Olson, you know, the problem with Olson is he's one of these guys that if you do draft him, he's one of their prospects. He should have all season to be there, but it might be a season of, say, 40 homers with, like, a .229 batting average.
Jake, do you remember the World Series?
The time?
When it's 11:48. You remember the World Series when the A's played the Giants and they had the earthquake before game one?
Yeah, but I was making a joke about, do you remember the time?
The Michael Jackson joint. Jackson videos would come on in prime time when they debuted. That's how gangster Michael Jackson was.
You're forgetting. Look, there's a couple people on the A's offense. But, yes, I do remember that. I actually remember watching that World Series and remember
too.
What happened. But you're forgetting about Piscotty. You're forgetting about Matt Chapman. You're forgetting about Chris Davis. They have options.
They got some people that can play.
Chris Davis
Jet
is
Lowry.
The home run kind of guy. Yeah.
No, not
yet, though. that in there.
Late is the guy I told you before, Dustin Fowler.
Dustin Fowler is the dude that we're looking
Yankee.
At, too. Is that Lou? Was that Lou Mayo?
Yeah,
the light. 20's falling out of his back pocket.
I seen a figure walking around. All right, so that's the Oakland A's rotation nation. Really nothing much to see here, people, so I'm sorry about that. But we had to try to get through everybody because you need to know this information because you need to do good in your drafts and in your auctions and stuff like that. But, Jake, I remember being a little boy and watching that joint and the TV went black, and I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Why is this happening? Then they came back, Matt, and it was pandemonium in the Bay Area with that earthquake.
That was crazy. That really, you know, that was – it was many years ago, but I remember that. That's one of the things that like, you remember where you were when
you remember
happened.
When that happened. Whoa. You feel what I'm saying? Who was calling that game? That
Al Michaels, I believe, was on that.
That was Al Michaels. I feel like.
And
is Al Michaels the one seed to play by play? That's Shorty from the contest test the other night. Didn't win the money. Is Al Michaels the one seed to play by play announcers?
I don't know. I've always loved him. Whatever he's doing, baseball, yeah. Football, hockey. I mean, he's got the, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in miracles, yep. Jake? Is Al Michaels a one seed to play by play announcers?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person.
Well, you don't fly
with Al Michaels.
You don't like
no,
that.
I just don't get that involved with the announcers. That's a correct question.
Yeah, that is Mrs. Sussman.
I mean, like growing up, the Summerall Madden team.
Summerall is definitely a one seed. You know, Jim Nance a one seed.
I like Jim Nance is good for like golf. He was born to
hello friends.
Golf.
Here you go. Come back on the other side. Get ready to put a bow on it. I'll tell you about Fantrax too. They got some good stuff going on. And we'll rock out like that. And I'm so glad to be here today. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
He want to get back in the NFL, Jake, so he can get some money so he can continue to run around with this girl. Impress her.
Who cares that much, honestly?
The NFL for him, he just wants more of the spotlight. That's what he really wants the NFL for.
You said
it's good news.
Johnny Kardashian.
Jake's right on that.
But the Kardashians take better care of their people than this. Look at Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom was one weekend he was like half dead, and 2 months later he looked like he can play ball again. And now Tristan Thompson and Chloe are getting ready for the birth of their child, who's likely grandfathered by O.J. Simpson.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
This Ludacris jam right here is hot right here. I'm a Ludacris fan. He make do a lot of weird stuff now. Like, he kind of like too old for hip hop now, Ludacris. Like Uncle Ludacris. He'll never be Uncle Snoop though. But this was a hot jam when Ludacris came out with this joint right here. Shout out to Luda. I need to read something. Yeah. Check out Fantrax.com. You can create the ultimate dynasty keeper or redraft fantasy league using Fantrax's free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus player salary and contract options at your fingertips, all of which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set up league entry fees and safely distribute payouts without a third party, so you don't have to track down owners for payment. Enter promo code AL, A-L, not American League, AL, at sign up for a chance to win 10 private consultations with our Fantasy Baseball Hour host, El Melchior. This is valued at $109. Normally, Melchior do this for $109 a pop. You get it for free. You sign up for Fantrax. Somebody going to pay Al, though. Al need a new agent. Find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports and check out Fantrax.com today. All in, kid, Jake Seeley, I asked you this question because I don't know if Matt Medica knows the answer. How was the wrestling last night, and was Ronda Rousey on it?
It was god-awful terrible because of her. I don't know why more people aren't outraged with this. People get mad at Roman Reigns for getting pushed into the title picture, and they get mad with Brock Lesnar and get mad, you know, when Batista came back and stuff, yet they're gobbling up Ronda Rousey. She can't speak in a mic. She can't act. She can't even wrestle yet. Like and all she had to do was hit Stephanie, and it still was terrible. It's abysmal. There's no other way to put it.
Oh. I didn't see it, but I fully agree with Jake.
You know what? Ronda Rousey has gotten away. Ronda Rousey became a celebrity and is like still a celebrity, and she can't do nothing good. She was like a good fighter for like,
though.
Huh?
She cashed. She got this thing from WWE.
Yeah, she's getting money and she can't
do
nothing.
She was a great fighter until they figured out how to beat her, and then she couldn't beat anybody, and then she got obliterated in the one MMA fight that made her go into hiding because her face got pummeled.
Kicked her face
and
off.
She did. Yeah, and then she did Expendables 3 or whatever it was and acted horribly in that, and now she's got a WWE. I mean, good for her, but like you said, she's getting things that she doesn't really deserve.
Yeah, and Ronda Rousey came up, Matt, and she can't do nothing good. What? She's getting the bag, don't get
Sucker
me wrong.
Born every minute, right?
You're right, she's getting the bag. she's getting the bag. I'm not hating on her for that, but I'm like, the reviews on Ronda Rousey are never good. Face get kicked off, bad actor, had the situation with the boyfriend, tried to come at Floyd. This woman tried to come at Floyd Mayweather. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a Floyd Mayweather guy, but still. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather, when is Conor McGregor's next fight? Because I'm, you know, after.
They took his belt.
When is he?
Does he need to fight anymore?
He doesn't want to fight. Yeah, they keep trying to get him to fight. He doesn't want to fight certain people. He only wants to fight other certain people. And he only wants to fight when he wants to fight. So they took away his belt. He doesn't have the lightweight belt anymore.
What did Conor McGregor get for that fight again? What was his?
He got $75 million, something like that.
Would you be ever fighting a UFC fight again? If you cashed out $75
million?
He's
such a good talent. I love the talker. I love it. He should just like do celebrity fights, like fight 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for him, it's like buy a company or manage, be something like that. I wouldn't.
I just want to see him go around, like when they did that tour and they went around in different places talking trash to each other. We need to have that once a year. So I need Conor McGregor to fight somebody. I'm not going to fight him. He beat me up. You can't beat Floyd Mayweather. You never step in the boxing ring again. Maybe it is celebrity death match, Conor McGregor, 50 Cent. Lou Mayone, get the paperwork done. We'll do it right here at Studio 34. You feel what I'm saying? Set up a ring inside Rock and Raleigh.
50 Cent and Mayweather, they've always had that beef.
They're supposed to be friends now, though, but you're right.
He's like, I'll give you $500,000 if you can read this paragraph.
50 Cent, that was funny. 50 Cent, a big dude. Nice build to him. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
Can't
50
throw a Cent,
Conor, he cannot throw a bit. You know he's throwing off. You know he's doing it again this year, right?
I would want to do it too.
He's doing it again this year at Citi Field. So, 50 Cent, Conor McGregor, pay-per-view of the year, Fantasy Executive told you. Get with me and we'll make it happen. FSTOT, we out. The Fantasy Best Friends Forever coming up next.